And welcome everybody to the TSL podcast, the only official TSL podcast and the only one that people really listen to. I am your host, Joe K. Week 6 is in the books and we got a full house here today. Emily is here with me with her handy dandy notebook, and we got Jenna from Zack Attack, and we got Kevin and Lucas from Vaspian here because, quite frankly, our commitment to talking to new people is a go. Emily, how are things on your end?
They're going good. We're bringing back This or That in the spirit of our dear friend Lenny, so look forward to that at the conclusion of this episode.
She's smiling while she's talking because she just got done writing an entire list, and you guys are
it's totally a whole screwed. Page.
Jenna, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I mean, that's about it, really, honestly. Okay, that's about it. All right, guys. Kevin, Lucas, welcome to the show. I'm just fucking with them. They're not more interesting than you. That's a bad attitude to have.
That is incorrect.
I don't hear that.
These guys are interesting, but that doesn't mean they're more interesting than you.
Correct.
Half of our audience will completely disagree with that statement immediately. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, just living the dream, man. We're happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
That's it. This whole time. We waited 45 minutes to start the show. And you came up with the what's up?
We're the new guys, so we don't have a whole lot to say. We're more so here to, you know, sit here and learn. We're just going to listen to you guys. You guys are the seasoned veterans.
I'm not affiliated with this response.
I didn't think you were. I didn't get people
really
here to sit here and be
that's
quiet.
That's how we said 5 minutes.
Jenna's allowed to be the quiet one if she wants to be. You guys have to talk the whole time.
We're very shy people. Okay?
Yeah, not in your life would I ever buy that.
Anyone watch The Challenge on MTV?
No, they do
rookies versus veterans, and it just made me think of that. And then I was like, what if we did that at football on Saturdays?
Just rookies versus, like,
we'd be in.
That'd be
season
a good
vets.
Idea.
We'd be down
that.
For it.
It'd be fun.
That'd
be
some cool. type of cha- It doesn't even have to be football. It could be an obstacle course.
No, it would definitely have to be football.
Oh, we like football.
Punt, pass, kick. Let's go.
Water polo.
Everything would be bets. Well, you just told me off air like 3 seconds ago that every week you leave early because you're not allowed to stay, apparently.
I'm whipped. I'm sorry, guys.
Is that what it is?
No. It's just, you know, getting with the past couple of weeks, getting beaten the way we did. All I do is Quinn and the other people, whatever they
Sticky
want.
Bandits.
Sticky Bandits. Yeah, they've really put it to us.
Had their way with us.
I love it. So let's get into that. You guys are obviously new to the league, like you said. That's kind of the whole point. So where has Vaspian come from? How do you guys get in the league? How'd you hear about us?
So through Drew, our man's in D1. He's a friend of my sister's, and he told me about a football league.
Okay.
And I said, sweet. We were between this league and the Epic Center. Epic Center's got down linemen. Boom.
Oh, that's
yeah.
flag.
Yeah, none of that.
Then we thought we'd give it a shot. Never in our dreams did we think it would be really what you guys have made it into.
Yeah.
We didn't, you know, the music. You get there, the outdoor patio at Angry Buffalo, all that fun stuff. We thought it was either going to be very, very co-ed league.
That's
or
fair.
A very,
we have those
too
out
competitive,
there.
Like, I don't care about my full-time job. I'm putting it on the line league. And,
Tommy Tryhard.
Yeah. Well, no, that's really it. I mean, like, a lot of the other leagues, it was just way too competitive. When we come here and the atmosphere is just so great. It's exactly what we were looking for.
Well, I think you guys hit the head, like, just the right amount of competitiveness is right where you guys are slotting into D3. You guys are obviously athletic. You've played football before. Like, Lucas, you're the quarterback. You've played quarterback before, you told me.
Yeah.
So where'd you play?
Only in high school.
Shout out the alma mater.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Shout it out.
Played at Hamburg.
Okay.
Best 2-7 team in the nation our senior year.
Oh, that's fine. I saw you guys won that vote, for sure.
Yeah, but So I think it was, what, Kevin, me, you, and Craig, and Sean?
Yeah,
we were all Hamburg guys.
Oh, so you were all on a team together.
Yep. We were,
so
yes.
You have previous chemistry.
Yep. Right.
So then, wait, Kevin, what did you play?
I played, well, here's the thing. I didn't play way too much in high school.
I always love hearing it.
Riding the bench.
Crane was our beautiful starting quarterback of our 2-7 dynasty. And I played a little bit of kick return, a little bit of defense with weak side linebacker, and a little bit of tight end and wide receiver, but mostly for practice squad. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to let you all down.
A little bit of kick return
specialist. You were the Rudy of a 2-7 Hamburg team.
This isn't Purdue.
Don't flatter him, man.
Like, don't take it easy during practice. That's how we got those two wins. We blood, sweat, and tears the whole way.
But yeah, Sean was a linebacker and D end, and Craig was a wide receiver and corner. So,
okay.
So you guys all have chemistry already, which is pretty much why it makes sense for you guys to jump right into D3, because you sort of know how football works, which, honestly, the higher you go in divisions, basically your football knowledge has to be up a little bit more. Because
it's not athleticism, it's football knowledge.
Right, well, I'll tell you
what. This last week.
Yes.
As we learned, sticky bandits, if you're there.
They got out-veteraned.
Absolutely outclassed us.
Prior football knowledge only takes us so far. I mean, like, as quarterback, I found out real quick, it's still a lot to learn in this league.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
100%.
So many different variables and whatnot. So we're just taking it in stride every year, every week, and yeah, it's hell of a time so far.
We can run with any team, though. Don't take that. We can run with any team.
You have to say
shots
that.
Fired.
That's right. Yeah, any team he can run with.
We definitely want a rematch with All I Do Is Quinn.
That is a big one.
Yeah.
If we have a full squad, I think we left some points on the board. From what I've heard, I wasn't there.
But. Well, like I said, the way you guys are losing now, you'll probably play them as the 8 seed.
That's it, right? That's it.
Hey, man, we're learning. We're coming for people's throats. We wanted to start out slow and just really just hammer it.
Slow and methodical. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
You want to be the dark horse.
Okay, well, enough about you clones for now. Jenna, it's your turn to talk. I'm sorry. So you're on Zack Attack, who may be the hottest team in D6, actually.
Wow, that's what I was going to say. Thanks.
How did you get on the team, and where did you come from?
So,
well, two people make a baby.
Wow.
Wait, what about
stories? Diving into that right now?
Am I going to get the birds and the bees right now?
It's about time, honestly.
Sorry. All right. So I was born at Sisters Hospital.
When, like 86?
87.
Oh, cool. There we
87.
Go. I can tell by the crow's feet. I'm kidding.
What?
Damn. Oh, Emily made this face that I'm going to get punched for.
No, I have to wear more makeup.
This is, no, you don't. I'm kidding.
This is almost as bad as whoever told Mackenzie last week she was unfuckable in her Crocs. I never found you.
Oh, I forgot about
I never
that.
Found you at the bar, whoever you are.
What kind of heat are you guys spitting in this league?
We didn't. I don't.
We did not say
that. Maybe bad, you should stick around and find out.
Gee whiz. I love it.
I need to make a note to address that.
Jokes aside. Continue.
Okay, so my fiance, we've been together for 3 years. When we first started dating, he was on Angry Buffalo.
Okay.
So that's how I kind of like found out about the league, and then I subbed for them a little bit, and then his brother made a team.
That'd be Zach of the Zack Attack.
Yes.
They're brothers.
They're brothers. Yes.
Well, there's not too many Elfics running around.
My mind is blown right now.
You were there for this conversation last Saturday. No, I know that you were. You just don't remember being there. I believe you described yourself as a little hazy. Anyway, so...
So, at one point, we all played together. We were on Home Tech.
Okay, you were on Home Tech. All right.
Yes. That was the only other season that I played. And then with my work schedule, like, I couldn't really make every Saturday, so I went back to subbing.
Right.
And then this session, Zach was like, will you please play? We need another girl. So I was like, okay. I don't know if I can make all the games, but I will be a regular.
That's cool.
Cool.
And
here we are.
So my biggest complaint about your team is something you told me on Saturday. And some people get this. Not you youngins probably don't even know what Saved by the Bell is, so don't even talk about it.
Oh,
but
do, babe.
Your team is named the Zack Attack, which I had always been under the assumption that it was named after the band from Saved by the Bell. And you informed me that this is not true.
This apparently is not true. I just learned this on Saturday.
So it's literally he just named the team after himself?
Yes. That's a little narcissistic.
That's bullshit is what it is.
Egotistical.
But he's been the captain for like 3 years. It's
Zack
been
Attack
his
is
team.
Brand new, though, this
so, yes,
he
but he's been
team.
He was the
having
captain of
different
other
teams.
Right, because
yes.
he ran, did he run GLBS last year?
No, he was,
he was
not
just on
it. No, he wasn't on that at all. False.
He
false
was on
I was told he was. Who the fuck was on
he
GLBS?
Thinks, he says that you guys all think he's Jay. That's Jay.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
They're so,
again,
yes.
Elphick is a very specific
they look
name.
They nothing alike.
I don't know what people look like.
He was on my Breakfast Club team.
That doesn't mean I know what people look like.
Somebody wrote in one of the articles that we would be good because we had Zach from GLBS, and he's like, "Oh, they think I'm my brother."
Oh, well, that's a shame. Well, maybe you should be your brother.
But
Zach
he's had a team
too.
For like every session, probably for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So finally, Jay was like, "You should just name the team after yourself." So that's why he did it.
All recognition. Right.
So I thought our team name was after Saved by the Bell.
And
Zack
it is
Attack.
Not. It's just named after himself.
No. So
very greedy, I might
say. No, Zach, I understand.
So TMA, that's who we played this week. After we lost, they bring like a big boombox and they play it all game. They started playing. Are you guys Saved by the Bell fans?
Kinda. Not really.
Just lie to the girl.
Oh so they
we
started.
Love it.
We love it. Thank you, boys.
Apparently, not everybody is.
These kids are
so
like
they
24.
Playing...
They don't know what Saved by the Bell is.
The nail on the head.
Yeah, really. 1995 was a hell
so
of a
So what age group is it? Like 30 to ours.
I'd say late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, okay, I would say definitely.
I know
in the
about
30s.
By the bell.
Well, how old are you again?
29.
Well, you look ageless, so it's irrelevant. So
yeah, so they started playing the Friends Forever song.
Yep.
And I was like, well, that's kind of a jerk move.
I think it's a great move.
And honestly, everybody on our team was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, this is the Zack Attack song.
It's beautiful. Like, it's unfortunate. So how have you been playing? Are you happy with your football progress?
I am. I think I do okay.
Okay.
Getting enough targets?
Yeah. I need to learn how to catch, like, a long ball.
Well.
Oh, interesting segue.
Coach J. This is a great plug for that.
It is the Coach J school for kids who don't
you
read
good.
You
met Jay, my boyfriend, last week. He's the tall, good-looking fellow who plays on
that could be a lot
whatever
of us.
Team.
I'm also that.
Yeah, I forgot his team. Oh, Energy Buff. Oh, it's changed so many times. Yuck. I know. So in the spring, he typically does something at 9 o'clock in the morning where anybody who wants to come and learn more about football.
Fundamentals.
He will coach you.
Coach you football neat. Camp.
Because a lot of times, like for girls especially, it's none of us played football in high school. Mm-hmm. And he's a really good coach. He was our coach in the Blondes Brunettes flag football game.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And so girls especially, we didn't learn like the little mechanics, but guys go too, like Ferger and Brent. And so we'll keep you all posted.
Yeah. No, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, I can like run, you know, catch like a 10-yard pass, but if you have a girl who can catch like longer passes,
it's an advantage.
A
little bit of coaching goes far. We have a couple of girls on our team who've never played. They were with our boy Travis.
Teals with Travis.
Yeah, oh yeah. And so like Heather, Gabe, even Sarah, they at the beginning they've never played football ever. But like last week, I mean, we're having Heather run a deep post, and she caught two. Of
is that the
blonde
girl?
They're taking it in stride, man. They're taking it in stride.
I wrote that in my notes. She caught deep passes.
She's doing a great job of readjusting the route when I have to break the pocket. Essentially, mm-hmm. Like she's doing a good job finding the open space.
The girls on our team have evolved very rapidly compared to like what we thought we were gonna do, and it's like so a little bit of coaching goes far. A little bit of practice.
Because I feel
people
like
who have never played
are
in
really,
general,
really important.
Hell yeah, absolutely. That's how you win.
So you don't want them to just be like, okay, I'll give you a little shovel pass.
Exactly.
Like sometimes I guess
so
you need
insulting.
To do that. Yeah.
To just get another
like
play
that.
For
nothing
sure.
Nothing insults
to get another
me more.
Play, sometimes you have to do that, but.
But like at the end of the day, like. Yeah. Like we were fired up to see like hell. It's like she had more catches than a lot of the guys on our team, and it's like
you'll
cool.
find that
yeah,
happens.
Just,
oh, yeah.
That's an extreme advantage.
Yep,
because you know it's they can run you know as fast and catch as good as some of us. So it's just a matter of confidence and just learning the fundamentals and
the best teams too who win take advantage of the mismatch. Mm-hmm. So if teams are going man, it does not matter about spreading the ball around equal. Where your mismatch is where you go. Is that what you do?
I try so hard to spread the ball around. But.
So everybody has fun.
No further comments.
You know what's fun, though? Winning. So just do what it takes to win. Honestly,
we've had a hard time of doing that, but it's we're
you guys are learning.
Oh, yeah.
There's teams that have, like, college football players, like, even semi-pro football players, and they...
He made, like, a very shocked face.
And they
it doesn't
don't
do
win.
Anything for a radio show, but he was amazed that there was like actual.
Yeah, a lot of people played like college football here, and their teams are not good.
We played we played Cobblestone 1 year, and they brought a guy who just
from
got
the
like,
Chargers.
Yeah, he got cut off the Chargers practice squad.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
Bush.
And he definitely caught a full field game winning touchdown with no time left against us too, which was bullshit. But
he
whatever.
Played at UB.
Sorry, Sonny. You're not good enough to be water boy for the Chargers.
No, not today. So,
okay.
You want to go? Where do you want to take this?
You go.
I was going to ask them because he asked for a plug about Vespian. So where did you get?
Here it is.
What is
waiting for this?
What is Vespian?
So we sound thirsty now, right? So Vespian is a phone service for your business. If you're out there and you don't have phones, hit up 24 and Vespian. You're going to get the best phone of your life.
I love
this.
I'm
telling you right now. But, yeah, we asked for a plug. Sort of.
Free marketing.
That's what we're here for.
It's on the shirts. It's on the shirts. But, no, we're you know,
I get a shirt out of this, so I want it.
Eventually. we actually had such a renowning at my office. They just saw our shirts, and they were very, very disgruntled that we didn't order more. So we have another order for, like, 6 on the way. Because we have a girl that came in, like, first couple weeks and played very well for us and had a lot of fun. So like we feel bad for people who get left out on that. So
that's fair.
Everyone's got to eat. That's all.
Vespian spreading the joy.
So if you want to know who Vespian is, they'll all be wearing black polos that say Vespian at the fields on Saturday.
No, they have the dark blue shirts.
They have the dark blue with the orange letters.
I'm just fucking
athletic as hell.
We're the biggest losers at the bar.
2-4.
Oh, I mean that is a competition. I don't know if you're the biggest losers at the bar.
Keep the white
claws. Hey, that's an award. That's an award. Best at the bar.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the one thing we do. So has anybody told any of you newer people about the banquet?
I've heard
Drew.
About it.
You have you? Drew, yeah. Drew's told you about the banquet. Mentioned it. I'll talk about it on the podcast every week because it's happening.
It's fun as hell.
It's the best time ever. Like I said, it's a wedding without the actual wedding. We show up. There's inflatables. There's ridiculous things. We had clowns last year for reasons.
Just wow, we're gonna be the clowns. This year.
You might be, honestly. Like the division champions, I'll get like their own tables in the front with like last year we had like table skirts with their team picture on it and all this stuff. But we had it at the Adams Mark. We showed up in January, I believe it was, and we just go there. We have a blast, and then after we get drunk until like midnight ish. Then we go out on Chippewa.
Your guys' league. Your guys' league is.
Well, hold on, really quickly. It's our league. Don't say your guys. You were part of this.
We're a part of it now, bud.
You're a part of it.
No, we're getting there. But like this thing is about tenfold more than what we absolutely thought we were going to get into.
Oh, it's so
right?
Cool.
Yeah,
that's why it's like, you know, we like people like you. It's like you want to get to know people. We want this to be a little like brotherhood, a little fun thing, like sisterhood, brotherhood, whatever it is. But it's a lot of fun what you guys got going.
Life-size inflatables.
That is
a scary looking minion. Oh my god.
Do you have the curse on this thing?
Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck.
Yeah. But no, honestly, this is really what we've been looking for, like, and we learn that every week, like, for another reason.
I can go back and make my dad proud. It's fantastic. It's like, unlike high school football, we're taking in the beer.
Is your dad coming to this?
So, last week he's supposed to. Shout out to dad.
Hey, dad.
A girlfriend did come through, and, you know, thank you for that, Allie. And
she's not listening.
Hey, well, you never know. I'm gonna talk to her. I'm gonna go to the minute mark and be like, that right there, I gave you your shout out. But
16 minute.
Yes, Jesus. But he will be around here. Probably like a t-shirt cannon or something, just supporting Vatsby.
Vatsby.
Wait.
My parents.
Can you legitimately get a t-shirt cannon?
I'm sure.
With enough will. Yeah, we're gonna make it happen. I don't know how. Is Craigslist
you're now on t-shirt cannon duty.
T-shirt cannon duty. Okay, so where there's a will, there's a way, I like to believe in. So I don't know where you can legally
can
purchase
the internet.
Cannon.
The internet can give you anything.
What is it, a fucking flamethrower?
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
All right.
You know, we just thought, I'll give you some time, but you're already coming to the banquet. I already know that because.
So, is the t-shirt cannon supposed to be.
We're on clown duty.
That's what I'm going to let you do. I'm going to give you some time to get a t-shirt cannon because I don't know if you have to, like, register for a t-shirt cannon. It's literally a cannon, it's in the name.
Could differ by state, honestly.
But you also have to get more shirts, too. And I'm going to let Topper get Topper Sports shirts, and we're literally just going to shoot t-shirt cannons.
Okay. Why not? I'll shake on that right now.
That's cool. We're shaking.
This is the thing.
This happened.
That's amazing. All right.
Well, let's get on to some games.
No, screw the games. I have another question. So
questions come. Let's go.
I had a question for both of you guys.
Sure.
So anyways, like you just said, this league is tenfold more than you thought it would be. Fuck. Is there anything you see that you would change or maybe is lacking that you could see like, hey, from a new person perspective, perchance we should flip this or do this a little differently? Like, what do you think?
I got one right off the bat.
Let's go.
Hell, we showed up and we're looking to, like, the motto that we all kind of had coming into it was win or lose, we're going to booze. We're going to have to go out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And right after our first game, even though we won, like, even if it had been a loss, went to the bar, we played volleyball, we were there for another 2.5-3 hours. And we want to see more of the team staying after and doing that. There are a good amount of teams that do it, but.
You're right.
I mean, I'm always there.
Yeah, I mean, I basically live
Joe
there.
And I basically have a cot in the back of the Rose Garden.
Not together, people.
It's separate.
She
separate.
Could be so lucky.
But no.
Me
personally, when it comes to how the league's being ran right now and whatever the rules are regarding the gameplay, no, I'm loving it so far. Of course, if I find something, I'll let you guys know if you guys are still looking for an opinion. But
always,
right now,
we're always looking
awesome.
For suggestions because we can't see everything. We can't realize it. You know, after you do something for X amount of years, this league's been around since 2011.
Oh, I do have a question about one thing.
Go on.
There have been, I think, 2 times now where if you leave your feet, you can't advance the ball any further.
What?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, if you hurdle or jump, it's called a dead ball.
Yeah, the ball is dead where it is, and we've lost 2 touchdowns because of that, because someone's trying to dive towards the end zone, and they put the ball over the goal line.
It's the ball or both feet.
Stop trying to protect the player.
Have we lost two games because of
no,
that?
No, my God.
No, you probably
not.
Lost
we're,
by
we're
20.
Totally we're totally outplayed.
Kevin's so blatant, honest. I love it. I love it so much.
We're totally outclassed, outplayed. Fundamental.
You know, I honestly never thought about that because historically I never have the ball in that situation where I would need to do that. So me jumping, it's not like I'm getting off the ground anyway. But like jokes, but I never. But that's probably a rule, just so people don't get hurt. Like I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
When it comes down to it, like it's one thing if you're if you're jumping at me, that's a different thing. But if you're jumping
when
at
Joe's jumping
a female,
at me, yeah. which has happened,
yeah, and you learn not to do that,
and
ever
I got
again,
concussed.
So that was not on the field, by the way. But yeah. So I mean, a lot of our rules like that are specifically for a lot of times female safety, like because. While you're all regular human beings who like understand like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be aggressive towards people or females for that matter, there are going to be
oh, the one girl's
there
really
are going to be
little
more
dick energy.
Morons out there who definitely are this is the you know the Super Bowl even though it's a regular season game in D5 and they're gonna plow through a 5'2 girl who's just
no,
filling
we ran
in.
Into them already.
How are you gonna know when scouts are at the games though?
They're always at the game.
I was gonna
scouts
say,
are
out there.
Like you guys will UB's eventually. You'll by. Eventually be scouted, and you'll eventually be tried to be wooed off your team if you're good enough. So Kevin, don't worry about it.
Thank
anyway,
thank you.
Yeah,
Joe.
My team needs a quarterback.
So yeah, Lucas, look out. Jenna, is there anything you see that you might have a suggestion about the league or anything?
The only thing that I used to say, which actually got changed this year, which was nice, was moving the league up.
Yep.
Yes.
That's the big. That's
yes.
big.
Wants to play in November.
It wasn't.
And I used to go playoffs. And like watch games, and it was just
right. So you guys have like
we got so many
a concerned-ish look on your face. So basically, to explain,
I heard
to you,
about this.
Yeah, we used so the schedule. We used to start like Labor Day weekend instead of where we started mid-August this year. Topper moved it up because the championship games would be in November, and it would be in snow. It would be in torrential downpours. The weather for the championship games in fall historically is usually pretty garbage. Like it just is.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. That's
one
the way it
year
does.
When I played on Home Tech, we had to play on like a Tuesday. Just
well,
to
that was because that was
in.
They were trying to get the games in because
yeah,
we had
like it was that
we
bad.
Got snowed out. We got a lot of rainouts. You know, we did have some Tuesday games, which I don't think we're doing this season because we've actually had pretty good weather for the most part, right? Like the only time it's rained was last week, but that was literally on the last game, which was when you guys unfortunately had to play, but.
Yeah,
so Topper made that call to move it up because, quite frankly, if the later we play, the more we tear up the fields, too. And sometimes, based on how much it snows and rains over the winter, the fields are kind of shot for the beginning of spring, too.
Right.
So hopefully this is a way to, like, help that out.
So this is just a spring and summer league, right? Is there a
spring and fall
during winter ball?
It's spring and fall. So we play, we'll start in April. We'll start in April and we finish in, I think it was June.
Yeah.
And then July and August, then July and most of August.
There's other leagues, though, that fill the interim.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about them.
Correct.
Hi, Mo, I know you're listening.
Not as important. Topper sports all the way.
That's fine. That's great. Okay, now I guess it's time to get to games because...
Yep.
Was your thought over? Your thought had to be over because we talked about it.
Yeah,
like
that was the only thing
times.
I can think of.
I just want to make sure.
Very good point.
Just want to make sure. So we're going to go to the games, and Emily's going to read them. She doesn't have to tell me that she's going to read them. Emily, the 10 o'clock games.
10 a.m., Bullet Club beats Energy Buff 25-22. Puckett All-Stars beat Ultimate Warriors 41-28. Overcompensators beat Practice Squad 28-14. Passless Chaps demolish Blitzkrieg 65-13.
Okay, I guess I'll talk really quick about my game. It was nice to have most of my team there, but Energy Buff, shout out to them, and this is where we can get into like the Universal Sublist conversation. They didn't have players at all, but a lot of people aren't showing up for them, which happens sometimes, unfortunately, but they did the right thing. They used people off the Universal Sublist, so all of a sudden Matty Ice is coming out to play quarterback because he's eligible to play quarterback in D2. They got two girls off the sublist, and then they requested another person, too. All the proper ways, no problems. We played against them. It was a lot of fun playing against this certain group of people because it was a very competitive game. As you saw, we won by 3 points, and we won because Todd Hallis had an interception in the end zone on their final drive. So, like, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, back and forth, but that's the way to do the USL. Like, that's what it goes. Now, you guys just told me before we really got on the air that this week you're going to be struggling getting players to the game because – like myself, you're going to be going to Nashville for the Bills game because it's going to be super awesome.
Go Bills!
Now, do you guys know how the Universal Sublist works?
So we've heard, and essentially, like, you can just reach in and grab somebody no matter what week it is.
You reach out to them and you say, hey, do you want to play for an absolute juggernaut in Vaspian? And they go yes or no.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's pretty much it. The other thing is, though, and a lot of people don't understand this, that you also get 4 sub requests. So if you needed to get, usually this is used for females. I don't know if it's limited to that. I thought we used to use guys too if necessary, but for the most part, each season you get 4 requests. So if just for whatever reason you're not going to have any girls, but you're going to have your guys, because let's face it, it's pretty easy to get dudes to the football game. Sometimes girls have things to do. What are you going to do?
Yep.
But what you get to do, you have to request a sub before Friday at 10 a.m. You have to email sublist@toppersports.com and basically just email, hey, we would like so-and-so from this team to be able to play for our team at this time. And then the people who run the sub list will, it's usually, I believe it's Ramir or Topper, they'll come back, they'll email you and say, hey, that's approved because of this, or they'll say it's not approved because somebody already asked for this player, try again, whatever. So if that's something you guys need to do this week, where you need to get a girl who might not be on the sub list, because sometimes you can't find anybody, I would say, A, get ahead of that now, because I know you're going to be leaving.
Oh, we already have. Yeah. Drew and our leagues.
Drew knows what's going on.
Exactly.
So, that's
Drew. So Drew's from D1. He understands. He's been kind of like the grandfather. He's been the coach of our team. More so letting us know what works. What
good
work.
Old Drew.
He's
well, we also have fake Drew, and that's turned heads a couple times now.
Fake Drew.
I've seen fake Drew.
I've called him fake Drew to his face. Yeah.
He's
he takes it in stride. He absolutely loves it.
I'm glad because I don't remember his real name.
It's Jack Cody.
Oh, I did know that. Damn it.
But he's an absolute handsome. He's a catch for any lady out there.
Sure is.
He makes plays. He's got some plays out there that have really surprised me and Lucas over here. And he's going to keep continuing to make those plays. And make
Lucas is laughing way too hard.
I'll just keep feeding him the rock.
All right. So getting back to the games, though. Puckett All-Stars came in, and they're continuing to do what they did last year, where they're winning a lot of games at the end of the season to try to sneak into the playoffs, where they upset the Ultimate Warriors. This is a game they needed to win if they're going to try to sneak in there. And then the D5 battle of pretty much the season at this point. Overcompensators took on Practice Squad. D5 is sort of a 3-team division, unfortunately. Overcompensators already beat Enfuego, and this was the other big matchup. And they didn't beat Practice Squad as badly as they beat Enfuego, so that's good news for Practice Squad. Just to catch you up, Practice Squad was the D6 champion last year, and historically, if you win the title, we try to move you up. So
always.
They moved up to D5, and they've had really no problem. I think this is just their second loss, so they're about 5-2-ish.
Who's this passless Chaps team?
Passless Chaps. Coach J.
They play in D6. Coach J is the quarterback for this
squad.
65-13.
So Coach J actually pulled himself in the second half because he might not be there in future games, and he wanted to give the second string guy.
Who's the second string quarterback for the play?
Steve, name is. And the chap said that they got better directions and more clear directions from Coach J.
Well, yeah, he's Coach J.
Yeah, but sometimes he's not clear.
Really? Oh, so he's improving himself.
Yes.
So even the coach could be coached.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yes.
So, yeah, Blitzkrieg, their biggest problem that they didn't score this time, but they've scored in other games against, I guess you could say, lesser teams with no problem. But their problem has always been defense, and 65 points, I don't know, maybe they need to ask Coach J for defensive help, but that's pretty much where they're struggling. So.
I'll watch. Okay, moving along.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. ANA beats the Dilfs shit 45-15. team Topper beats Peachly Platoon 44-21. We'll have to talk about that.
Sure will.
Frodo beats Ultimate Warriors 43-26. Hope and Ruin beats Cobblestone 41-28. And Wild Oak Beer I have such a hard time saying that. Wild Oak Beard Company beats Shattered Dreams 32-8. Woof.
I'll touch real quick on the Wild Oak Shattered Dreams game. Okay. So after we had played at 10 o'clock, I went over to go watch my friends play at 11. And this is why I was pointing out how important knowing what the USL is. Because as I wandered over to their game, it already started. And I look, they only have 3 guys playing on the field. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, they've already had a pretty rough go at it, already being a new team, and they're still winless, whatever. But now you're only playing with 3 guys and 2 girls. Like, that's never good. I'm their friend, and I'm on the USL. They could have very easily texted me at any moment before their game, knowing I was going to be at the fields the whole day, and say, hey, come play.
So and is it too late at that point?
No. Nope. Luckily, I can. So I saw it, and I was just going to watch the game. I was like, well, luckily I had a red shirt, and I just put it on and jumped in
you
the game.
You just happened to have one.
I was ready, Coach. Put me in the game.
For this reason, maybe. Okay. No, jokes aside. So I went in, and I got to play quarterback. I got to play quarterback. It wasn't too bad.
Your tutties.
we did okay. We did a good job at getting to their half of the field, but there's a lot of work to be done there. They're good people, but like they said, I was
obviously
giving,
only one touchdown.
I was giving them I was giving them routes, and they were like, "This is different." And I was like, "Oh man, things might be worse than I thought it would be."
Joe K is
it's rough.
You have me call the plays in the huddle
because you're
humble,
really good.
You got to put it on yourself. You got to, you know, it's
right. So, but either way, like the point is, if you're going to only have three guys. Seriously, just ask Topper, Ramir, me, anybody for the USL, and we can get you somebody. It's not hard. Don't play shorthanded. You don't have to. That's why we have,
you don't have to struggle.
This, you know?
ANA versus the Dilfs. I have two quotes from this game. So if
is one from Ramir?
Yes.
Good.
So on the Dilfs, it's a couple of our older gentlemen at the league that are still studly and like to come out and ball. However, the quote was from the Dilfs, if the Dilfs were half their age, the game would have been over at halftime.
Ooh.
Yeah. Damn. So then Ramir said, ANA has a bunch of stallions and the old guys got their asses whooped.
So that was
his rebuttal.
Ramir walked up to me at some point. He was really proud of this and he should have been. Travis dropped a ball sometime during this game, and Ramir said, you're not going to catch a ball the rest of the day. And Travis kind of was like, yes, I will, or something like that. And Ramir goes, hey, Delano, make sure he doesn't catch a ball the rest of the game. And Delano was fantastic.
Delano's
he goes,
really good.
Delano's response to Ramir, I think, was something along the lines of, so you really want me to play hard? And he was like, yes. And he did, and unfortunately for Travis, I heard that he did not catch another ball the rest of the day, that's why they lost.
Delano was a contender for nicest legs in the league.
Yeah, no, he's not a contender. He has them, 100%.
Nicest legs?
Yeah,
is
you
that
gotta
one
see
of the awards
at the
bank?
Is that?
It's about to be.
It's about to be.
Nicest legs in the league. Let's make it something.
Right, it's Delano, though, so it's fine.
So,
Male and female? Or
so, I think a little bit of a surprise for this game was Team Topper went up against PG Platoon and just smacked him around.
Yes. Everybody thought because Peachy's the young, fast team, and they've been hauling ass, like, Topper and his squad are going to have a hard time.
We see you,
Drew. Not the case. Topper's team got four picks. Pete got two. Drew got two. There was angst on the Peachy Platoon sideline that I observed, especially from the man with the tight red pants. Sideline observer said Dave Wilburn was the entire defense of the Peachy Platoon. Peachy Platoon did not make it into the Topper red zone until the last 5 minutes of the game, and I guess there was a significant girl mismatch. This is what my sideline observers told me.
So all of that noise, I'm just going to say right now.
Is Joe K's dog, a.k.a. Kyle.
The first lady of dogs, because Gunther is the first dog of the TSL, but my dog Bailey's here, and she's just a whore for attention. That's what she's getting right now.
Thank you, Lucas.
Big shout out
to Bailey.
But it was either that or she was going to whine a lot.
Amazing dog.
It's okay, I do the same thing.
You guys wish you were in our position right now to pet this dog. I'm telling you right now.
Hope and Ruin came out and they beat Cobblestone.
They did.
I don't know if Daryl was there or not. I don't think it matters
at this point.
Half the game. He showed up late again. That's disgusting.
Danielle on Hope and Ruin got her first touchdown and that was off of a pick eight. That's a big deal. Nikki from Hope and Ruin had three touchdowns and Cobblestone played with four guys and zero girls. Again, use the universal sub list. Okay, while Joe is getting his farm animals under control.
Not a full farm animal. She's just a dog.
Moving on to our noon games. The Marketing Mayors lose to Eyes Downtown 37-29. Energy Buff beats Slytherin 45-41 in a real nail biter. Endgame beats Frodo 38-36. And Fuego beats Hung Buffalo 33-13. And the Replacements beat Bipolar Express 38-36. Woo!
Okay, wow. So I was lucky enough to be asked by Frodo Swaggins to play in this game against Endgame.
Oh,
I played
how many games did you play on this game?
Four this week. I felt like you, and it was the worst thing of my life.
God.
I'm still sore.
I don't live that.
Your body's going to become some type of way.
To be fair, I didn't mean to play in the game the hour before. They just didn't have anybody.
Back in the day, there used to not be sub rules, and people could just play.
Emily used to play like six games a day, and then they realized they had to make a rule to prevent people from doing that.
And so it's called the Emily Curry Memorial Sub List.
I love that. I just love
and
it.
It's
so you
really
were a part of a winning effort?
No, we lost. for all, I think, I don't know what happened in this game. Frodo was short a lot of players, obviously, since they had to ask me to play. But this was a game where we were behind a good chunk. Scotty was throwing Garrett. Might have dropped a ball or two.
I also saw Garrett does have hands. I wrote in quotation marks because he got a really sick jump ball in the end zone.
He did. So he started off a little slow, but then things started things started going our way, and it was one of those games that we were down and we kept coming back and taking the lead, but then we'd have like one dumb play on defense. Nick Buchek actually deserves a lot of a shout out here, because there was one play where he was cutting across the middle and he just bit it. Like, as we said, the field conditions were not what we would call ideal.
Slip and slide.
The ball was already thrown. He falls on his ass, makes the catch laying down. Like, he reached up and snagged it before it hit the ground. It was an amazing catch.
Yes, being top 10.
Oh, yeah, he's 100%. Damn. Was a web gem all day. Damn. But so that was a really cool play. But it got to a point where Endgame ended up having the ball on our, like, one-inch line with, I would say, right before the two-minute warning, and we just decided, screw it, let them score, and we'll go score. And we let them get a touchdown, take the lead, whatever. And we marched down the field, and we did have a play right around the two-point line, so, like, the 10-yard line on 6-0, and unfortunately, they kind of knew that the play would be throw the ball to Garrett. So Scotty did that, and he still tried to force it into Garrett and three people instead of throwing it to one of the three other wide open people in the middle of the end zone.
No trust.
And
quarterback doesn't trust.
Is Garrett the one with the leg sleeves? Or the long leggings quick guy?
No, he's leggings. Old. He looks like Gary Busey's shitty kid.
there's no...
I love Garrett to death, so I'll go tell him I said
Garrett,
that in about 20 minutes.
That was a joke.
I was not kidding. He looks like Gary Busey's kid. What are you talking about?
I didn't see anything but a smile on his face.
He didn't bring it down.
No, it wasn't his fault. He was triple covered because he's so damn good that they needed to triple cover him there. Now he's happy. And it just worked out. Endgame made the play when they needed to, and they earned this win, and good for them. What else happened?
So, Marketing Mayor's Eyes Downtown. Marketing Mayor's had Flynn quarterbacking. For those who don't remember, he was an XTC person for a very long time. I thought he did a good job from when I was watching. He had good patience and waited for plays to develop and would get like half field throws. I guess the only problem was no Andy. Oh, this is my quote from a sideline reporter. No Andy Smith equals Marketing Mayors equals the worst team in D2.
Wow.
That's a little rough, but okay.
I was never good at math.
I didn't say that. Someone else said it whose name rhymes with Schmerich Beckler.
Ooh, fair enough. Yeah, Eric Lecker. 100% Eric Lecker, yes. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, and then the Slytherin game. That was really exciting against Energy Buff. Ricky threw three picks. He was quarterbacking for Energy Buff. And the first half, I was told Energy Buff gives up quote-unquote big plays. And they were trying to do like a 4-1 defense. They were trying to do a 3-2, and it was a hot mess. And then they did a 2-1-2. Everybody adjusted. And then Slytherin only scored one touchdown in the second half. So they just needed to get it, quote-unquote, on the same page. There's a lot of quotes in my notebook.
A lot of quotes and a lot of unquotes, too, you'll notice.
Yes. Okay, moving along.
You sure?
Unless you want to talk.
Well, there are other games. I just know Gordon talked to me about the Bipolar Express game.
Oh, Cher.
Yeah. Oh, Cher. I had heard...
It's a gender team.
It is. The gender team, they went out, they killed it in the first half. They went into the halftime with a 28-13 lead.
Oof.
And they just blew it. Gordon basically said it this way. He goes, we just forgot how to play football. All of a sudden, people just stopped running routes that they knew how to run a half before. And I don't know if they retired. I know a lot of his girls probably had already played a game at this point, but
it's one game.
It's one game. Yeah, I know, right? It's weird. So that's what he said. He just said for some reason, just things stopped clicking completely, and replacements, to their credit, took advantage of it. And, well, that's why they walked away with the victory.
Did it rain at all during the 10? Between 10 and 3 p.m. So we played a 3 p.m. game.
It didn't rain until 4:30.
I was going to say, because
there was a light rain for like 2 minutes at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But other than that, there was nothing.
I was going to say, it seemed pretty clear. And then after like 4, it's
right towards the end of the 3 o'clock game.
As soon as we all walked off the fields and stood under the bar tarp, it just came down.
I thought we were have to get an arc. At that point,
we did actually, but we didn't need it.
1 o'clock, we had Breakfast Club.
We basically did.
Making their reappearance. They lost to Slytherin 31-36. No Punt Intended beat Quinn 39-26. Wow. Mountain Doomy beats Full Throttle 22-6. And the McKenzie Agency beats Zach Attack 31-16.
Jenna, you're up now. Zach Attack.
Talk about it.
Losing to TMA. You claim it's only 30-16, by the way, but
I mean,
the official top of scoring
sure.
is 31-16.
Who can we blame for your loss?
Unless they went for an extra point when we were not on the field.
Could have happened. You never know.
Bitches be shady.
So, it was 24-16.
And then they scored, and then they got an extra point out of it?
Yeah, no, but they didn't go for the extra point.
Weird. It's crazy how that works out. You're like flabbergasted by this. I love it. So
only
what?
One point, I guess. It doesn't
so
make
what happened
much.
In the game that you remember?
Well, we didn't have our full squad.
Okay.
Which I know happens to every team, right?
100%.
At some point,
it seems like
Saturdays. I know.
It's just what
it's
it is.
It's tough. I it's know. Saturdays. People got to work. Stuff to do. I don't know. And we just our offense just couldn't get going.
Just couldn't get going at all.
Couldn't get going.
But your defense at least ball
we had to
up?
Punt a couple times, and I don't even think we punted at all.
Oh,
before.
You punted more? Really?
Yes, like 3 times in a row.
Well, you guys have actually.
But
had...
it was fine because at that point it was like 8-0 maybe. Like it was a good strategy.
Well, no, there's
but
times
still
there's times
just,
when
like,
it's smart to punt.
Yeah,
for
it
sure.
was very smart. But prior to Saturday, I don't remember ever punting.
Well, you guys are probably. I'm pretty sure you're the
so...
highest scoring team in D6. I have to look it up again, but you were at
I
one
know,
point.
We just couldn't. Couldn't get anything
so
going.
The players were missing. Were they big players then that weren't there?
Yeah.
Who were they?
Drew.
Okay, who's Drew? I don't know who people are.
There's only one Drew.
There's another Drew.
There's like 15 Drews.
Okay, I'll tell you all I know. No. Well, his name is Pete. We call him P.
Okay.
But people call him Drew? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Confusing. That's your teammate,
but
not mine.
He played on Breakfast Club, and his girlfriend... Is Misty?
Oh, that Drew.
Yeah, right.
Drew
Pia? Pia? I don't know how to say
yeah.
it. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, he is not the better half of his relationship.
No.
Misty's a significantly better football player than Andrew is.
Yeah,
big
fan.
But
so
I say,
guys.
I say that
she'll
just
come
fun.
Over and give me some tips.
But he's a good, but he's actually
yeah,
a really
so
good guy.
Yeah, so our defense is really good, and we get, like, a lot of picks, and that's what, like, kind of gets our offense going, and so he wasn't there. And we were short a girl, too.
Which is always
yeah.
rough for sure.
And TMA, mm-hmm. I thought they had very good.
I think TMA had everybody this week. I can't really remember, but
they had a lot of players.
That's
I
a,
met their
they had
quarterback.
Like the team on the field,
Ryan.
And then they had a whole separate team on the sideline.
That
fan club.
Basically sounds about no. They just have
that's
so
many,
many players,
players
that
they
can basically
yeah.
shot it out like that if everybody shows
were you just
up.
Talking about punting? Right?
Like, yes.
Yeah.
So we just learned that.
You didn't know
that
punting existed, eh?
How many weeks did that take for us to learn?
It was like
that?
5-0, and they're like, we're punting, or something like that. We're like, we're punting. I'm like,
it had to be fourth down.
I
yeah,
thought it was a joke.
Did you guys read the rules before you started?
We did not.
We're out here running.
One of our players printed out the rules.
But did you read them?
I didn't.
So every team needs a Jeff Kroll.
100%.
Meaning you need like a savant that knows every rule and every time strategy. Like, just. Like your smart guy.
We were hoping for Drew to come through.
Godfather Drew?
No, Drew's not really that person.
Oh! One of the refs, I'm gonna say
this
right now. One of the refs came out, older refs came out and said he is the second smartest person in this league.
Was that Billy?
Well, yeah, but it depends on the ref that said it, because they probably
he was a very good guy. He really helped us out. And he wasn't making it sort of like a bias thing.
Older
like,
guy, white hair, kind of looks like Craig T. Nelson. Oh, you don't get that joke.
Has
either.
A chair, a metal
yeah.
chair.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He reffed us during endgame, and when Drew was off the field, he said this, but he did say that Drew is the second smartest person in this league. So, Drew, if you're out
did
there,
he have a striped white praise. Ref shirt on?
No, he's
the best.
Carl?
I think
I like
said
Carl.
No one ever.
I think Carl's a good one.
We had him, I believe. We had some questionable calls.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. Honestly, he gave us a lot of good advice after the game.
He paid attention, that guy.
100%.
He
you don't wear a ref shirt and not pay attention.
Which game is this?
He called one of my touchdowns dead. I caught a nice ball in the end zone, and he said my foot stepped out before I caught it, and it was a legal touchdown.
You got garbage.
Did it?
We're not.
But did it?
If you're out.
You know.
If you're out there.
I was too busy making a play. I have no idea.
Wait, was
an illegal play.
Was this the Sticky Bandits game?
This was
that
not
you're
no, this is the week before.
This is all I do at Quinn. Yeah, all I do at Quinn.
Don't look at me, I wasn't here.
Whoever the man was on me, I bodied you, and I caught the ball, and left side of the end zone. He said it was illegal touching, and we're going to take it. You know, we're going to play the next play, and we lost by a ton. So
it did not make the difference in the
it
game,
did not
unfortunately.
Make the difference, but, you know, I could at least go home and be like, I did something, guys.
Joe, talk about the Breakfast Club team and why that happened.
So basically what had happened was, if anybody's been paying attention to any form of media article on the website the last couple of weeks, We Back never really came back. They struggled with team players the whole time. And they could never get a team there. It's unfortunate. And last
Sal
week,
got really badly hurt.
Oh,
yeah,
he punctured his lung.
They folded.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he got. Nice.
He was in ECMC for 3 days.
Well, is he okay now?
Yeah, but he's not playing.
Jump
football.
Ball or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he landed real hard.
Gosh.
So, and
prayers.
That was. they still had to keep using the USL and getting people. They never had girls, I think, of their own. It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
And it was even more unfortunate that they put themselves into D2 because it didn't really work out.
Yeah, they belonged in D.
So when they bailed D9. Last week, they just, right before the game started, or not before the game started, but Friday night late, they just forfeit the game. That's unfortunate for Energy Buff, who, you know, they were looking forward to playing their game. And unfortunately, they got a forfeit win. So the powers that be, I believe this was a Ramir call, but I'm sure Topper had to sign off on it too. But he decided that they should be replaced by the Breakfast Club winning champions of Shilling Them Softly, which, do you guys know what Breakfast Club is?
We heard about Drew and Orzo on our team.
They were both on my team.
Tall.
Yeah.
So they played on Breakfast Club. They said it was a lot of fun, though.
It's the best thing ever.
I have no idea besides that.
Can you go into that? Because I don't really know
much
about it.
Anyone can play it. It's a 9 o'clock game every Saturday in the spring. Six girls are the captains, and we draft everybody onto our team.
100%. And that, you'll get your own shirt. I'm not wearing my shirt, of course, but I thought I was. But, like, that's what happens. You put your name in it. You pay, what is it, an extra
Is it a season?
Yeah, 50. You pay 50 bucks.
The whole season,
50 bucks. You don't have to pay ref fees or anything, and you show up at 9. You get drafted to a team.
You make
and
new friends.
You make new friends, and you save a blast. You
do
guys
it.
Should 100% play. You'd be perfect for it.
I'll pick you guys on my team.
Basically,
yeah,
you
happen.
We make
sorry in advance.
We make bets. We make bets in the games. A lot of times, we just go together with our Breakfast Club team after the games and drink mimosas.
Bets.
It's
That'd
great.
Be cool.
Yeah no, it's amazing.
I love you people.
So the Breakfast Club team played in lieu of We Back. And we had a pretty competitive game against Slytherin that end zone, given that we've never played together with
people. And, it was great, though, because it wasn't, just Shilling Them Softly, because we had
some celebrity
I played for them. Emily, you weren't on that Breakfast Club team, were you?
No.
Yeah, so Emily played for them. Maddie was the quarterback again, even though I'm not entirely sure he wanted to be. But we had James T. Hearn coming back.
Hearn
is a league legend, you guys. I don't think you got to really meet him, but
award-winning
he's
Tommy
an
Hughes.
Awesome guy. He's been in the league for forever.
Kelly Little played.
But she was on that team.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, no, she had her own team. She couldn't have been.
Yeah, Peanut Butter Kelly time.
So that's the first time Kelly's won with a Breakfast Club team.
Yeah.
Anyways. Trust me.
There should be an award for best team name.
MC Hammer Time, because my name is Emily E.M.C. Curry. MC Hammer Time.
That's a good one.
Sorry, it is about you. Anyway.
I got 3 touchdowns in that game. Shout out to me.
Yeah.
Yo, raise your rating in Madden, guys.
So I'm not entirely sure how the playoffs are going to work with that, though. We should touch on that. I'm pretty confident that this team can't exactly get out of 8th anyway. I don't remember if Topper said that the first place team is just going to get a bye or if they're going to have to play like the best team we can scrape together. So more details on that as they arise, I guess.
We'll move along. So 2 o'clock games. Third and Schlong beats Jabronis 41-8.
They didn't beat them. They beat the crap.
Yeah.
Out.
No Punt Intended beats Sticky 43-13. The Angels beat Full Throttle 66-22. Hope and Ruin beats Come From Behind 43-20. And Graves Bros beats the Tots 52-0.
Murder.
Is that a typo?
No.
Wow. Holy shit.
That's
The Tater Tots end up getting beat like 96-6 total
That's
in their doubleheader
to.
This year. Well, what does that say about you?
Y'all need some players.
Tater
y'all
Tots
need Jesus.
And TMA.
That's crazy.
Okay, so with the Jabronis, Third and Schlong game.
Shout out to Third and Schlong because they're back. That's what we've been waiting for forever.
Bro's quote was, Jabronis had dog shit offense, dog shit defense, all around dog shit game. And then JT, their mascot, said, if you don't smell anything, it's because the Jabronis ain't cooking.
Fair enough.
That's a
cool guy. If you haven't met JT, you need to.
He's elite. That's why he's got a cardboard cut of himself. Mm-hmm. You'll see it at the banquet.
This game was 8-0 at halftime, just saying.
And Jabronis winning?
No, I think Jabronis were losing at that point.
That's still crazy,
I'm not
though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Third and Schlong. Clearly, they started winning when 40-year plan guy came back from injury. So I'm 1,000,000,000% attributing every win they have to that guy.
There was a
shout
lot
out to Klusman.
Did he play us? Was he in a part of game one? Or
no, he's been hurt. He
yeah,
had broken foot.
He messed up his ankle, foot, something or another. I don't know. He's probably being a bitch.
So his name
it,
is, 40-year plan?
40-year plan.
Yeah.
Can oh, really? That's probably
oh,
most
hey. Came here to play, huh?
And we got
okay.
Squeaky toy of the week
so
here.
can we go into why his name is 40-year plan guy?
Absolutely.
He had a plan, him and Katie Keller, where if they weren't seeing anyone by the time they were 40, they were basically going to get hitched. So it was like the backup plan for
gotcha.
Each of them.
Gotcha, okay.
And so nobody really knows his real name because we all just call him
Holy.
Matt.
You don't know his real name?
It's Scott Klusman. I know that.
Oh, I was hoping he was
like, stop.
But I didn't know it for a really long time.
Neither did I. It really didn't matter for a really long time. But
the Maddie's Angels Full Throttle game. Yawn. If you want to pick fantasy players, like, this is the game to watch, because En Fuego basically did that, where they were picking fantasy players on the Angels for, like, picks and points and shit, because, like...
Who had the most fantasy points?
So I got a pick. Taylor Pagano got two picks, and this was the funniest thing of the game. If you don't know Taylor, she's like 5'2".
Can beat and you up 100%.
Could beat up anyone.
She's
yeah.
insane. She's
yes. She's and up. She's awesome. And she jumped up in the middle of three dudes in the end zone. The ball is in the air, and her voice is, and then comes down with the pick and just starts running down the sideline. It
delight.
Sounded
is,
like a.
Is everything okay at home for her?
It sounded like absolutely a devil not. Possessed her body. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
That's great.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. Yeah, so, and then girls were throwing, so, like, a lot of fantasy points were happening here and there.
Rough day for Full Throttle.
They were missing Lou, but he would have made
oh,
a difference.
That's a shame. I like Lou. Yeah, well, they lost to you, but we didn't even mention Mountain Doomy. They won 22-6, so, like, they're getting on their winning ways. Don't make... Oh, you don't like them. I forgot about that.
No.
Oh,
if you throat punch luck? Me, I don't like
she
you.
Claims she got throat punched in their game, but in her defense, because I got to referee this game, she definitely, like, spiked the ball and, like, took out a gentleman on her own. So, like, they're even, okay? Like get over it. It's fine. And I didn't
we
throw
have bad
flags.
At the same time, I think we need a little more bad... You know, you're talking about what we need to change in this league. A little more bad blood. A little more rivalry.
Oh, there are rivalries.
I like this.
Yeah, coming from new guys.
We actually had rivalry
about?
Week,
yeah.
like, It was. Topper didn't plan it this way. Topper does the schedule. It takes him like 7 hours because there's so many. It's really hard to make the schedule because there's so many requests. We can't play this week. We can't play at this time. Blah blah
as
blah.
As we found out with Nashville this week.
Yes, you guys.
Yes.
You needed
if you
to ask.
Play for Team Vaspian. Let us know.
Well, it'll be illegal.
If I was allowed to, I could.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because I have to uphold the rules, sir.
I totally understand.
We're all about the rules.
What if I slide you this 20 right across the table here?
Then the rules
that's
can
fine.
Fuck
and
off.
Then, yeah, the rules can fuck off. But then when Ramir tells you, no, it's not my fault, but thanks for the 20 bucks.
Yeah.
No pun intended, beat the crap out of Sticky Bandits. Jenna, do you know anything about that game by any chance? Nah, she doesn't.
That was tight ends in motion versus tight ends in motion.
I watched a little bit of it.
So what did you see?
Jay did good.
Jay did great. Good job. Well, it seems like everybody did
the
great.
Other Jay. We're not talking about Coach Jay.
Yeah, the other Jay.
The better Jay.
The elephant
better
Jay.
Better Jay or is the...
I don't know. I haven't seen the other one play.
Or we need a one-on-one. We need one-on-one Jay. Jay
a Jay showdown?
Yeah, Jay the best Jay in the league.
Oh,
let's
my God. What if you had to pair up against someone who has your name and then it's
there any Kevin's
I would just have to fight Joe Miano and I can take him.
There's no way.
I would have to fight Emily Schilling.
That's what Lenny always wanted.
I know. Lenny's dream would be coming
if anything
through.
Would bring him back to life, it would be that.
A blonde fighting a brunette.
That's his favorite thing ever.
Oh.
So,
no, I would not fight Emily
Sticky Schilling. Bandits lost. I heard... Like you, well, we'll talk about it in your game. Fuck it.
Yeah,
but,
we've got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, we'll move along then.
Well, yeah, let's just move along then.
Okay, 3:00. Sticky Bandits beat Vaspian 44-18. Buffalo Solar Solutions beats Mountain Doomy 45-20. Buffalo Solar Solutions is getting hot.
Yes, they are.
Third, Come From Behind beats Pink Terra Tacos 38-36. And TMA beats the Tots 44-6.
All right, let's touch on the games that aren't yours really quickly before you get into it.
Yeah.
TMA beating up with the Tots. Like we said earlier, the Tots just had a terrible day. And Drunk Meg beat Drunk Meg's boyfriend up. And
that's
pretty
so
much it.
That's so exciting.
The Come From Behind gets a shout out here because they didn't have a quarterback because Paul couldn't make it. So they actually got B off the Universal Sublist.
I saw that.
B finally was slinging it again. Now, Ramir has been advocating for B. B is one of our referees. He used to throw in the league a while ago for Mayhem and people that haven't been
they
around in a
know.
While. They wouldn't know, but our listeners might.
Yes.
So, anyway, so B finally got his shot, and he came in, you know, for being rusty and not playing for a while, he was slinging it, and he did very well. And as you can see, he led Come From Behind to a Come From Behind victory, and took it from the Terra Tacos, who, again, have just been having a really rough season, unfortunately for them.
I saw someone, that bald man on Come From Behind, just laid out. Like, I thought he was dead.
Okay.
on the ground.
Those are literally the notes in her notebook. Bald guy thought dead.
On the ground, dead.
If you're out there,
I was
reach
so
out
nervous.
To us. We want to know if you're an ECM.
Let me know you're breathing.
Where are you?
I know. I shoot it. Out a firework or something.
And then, like you said, Buffalo Solar Solutions, they beat Mountain Doomy this week. They might be one of the hottest teams in D4. They just beat the Angels. They're winning their games, and
they're in second
place. At the very least, they're going to give you something to think about. Yeah, in the playoffs. There's no waltzing to the championship.
There's like a 6'9" guy on that team.
Yeah, how do you cover that? You can't.
You don't. You climb him like a tree.
And then the Sticky Bandits just beat the snot out of Vaspian, 44-18. Gentlemen,
talk about it.
I think it was suspect QB play on our side.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't really do my Pilates that morning, so.
You know what? Sticky Bandits, they absolutely, and Drew said this before the game, and we can run with a lot of people, and like at the end of the day, it's like we a lot of us played, but at the same time, it's a whole team chemistry thing. Sticky Bandits outclassed us. Fundamentally, in this league, they knew the rules better than us, and they played absolute crisp offense, along with a very decently stingy defense.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
You guys didn't score on the 1 yard line.
Well, we did. You know, that's actually been a big problem for us, though.
Red zone going offense throughout the year.
Red zone offense has been a difficult
point. Less space.
Drew's got a lot of ideas for that. We have a lot of voices.
Throw it high to Drew.
No, behind your back.
Gumby.
He is Gumby. Gumby's a great name for him. Wow.
I'm here to help.
But no, I mean, one of my good buddies on Sticky Bandits, Brian, I've known him for a little bit now, and we were talking after the game, and a lot of it's just coming down to feeling, and he was telling me himself, you know, it's going to take a couple years to get acclimated. There's teams that have been playing for years and still aren't acclimated, so we're going to take it in stride. I mean,
you guys
learning
have
experience
athletes,
week after week, so.
So you have a good foundation.
We do.
Field conditions were bad, but this is one of the matchups we had the most fun with.
Oh, yeah, it was a hell of a time.
The field conditions were bad.
Everyone had a lot of fun. Yeah, even with that.
They had to play an actual
like,
range.
Double
for a
moves
bit too.
On this field this last week was
very
tough
rough.
For people who haven't ran in a while in that kind of field. But it was the same time.
Get a cleat cleaner, people.
Sticky Bandits is good with like mud ball. Like,
with anything.
No, but when like some teams really struggle, if it's like raining, shitty fields, that's when they ball out. I don't know why. They're just
they're a slow plotting team.
You're saying that we were hosed, that we should have won this.
I mean, it wasn't an ideal. No, it was not an ideal situation going against them.
Well, I know you guys have mentioned it before. The disparity in D3. I love the division because there's teams that will lose to a perennial favorite, and then they'll come back and blow somebody else out of the water, and nobody's expecting it. I love how different it can be.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Whoever the guy was throwing the no look passes, big shout out to you.
Yeah, that's great.
Mike Thomas.
I think he threw 1 to 2 touchdowns, a couple of 2-point conversions or one.
Definitely. The bigger guy?
Yeah, guy.
Mike Thomas.
Third QB. You came in and
QB3.
you really.
But I feel like he should be QB1.
You made us look silly.
Absolutely. I tight spiral, not even looking. And I thought the first time he threw it, I'm like, all right. Like maybe he was looking and he just looked away at the end. Second time he did it, I'm like, man, these people really just think we are doo-doo.
Okay, and he was avidly looking to embarrass us.
Yeah.
No.
I can tell you that
Mike Thomas is the
would
nice...
not be the people that
no.
do that for you.
Mike Thomas is top 5 nicest people in the league.
100%.
Oh, they were great to play against. They had a good time.
They were class. Off the field, we were walking off, and we had fun talking to them. They were really competitive and fun.
We'll see him in the offs.
Shout out to Dave Baker, who had a fingertip catch on the sidelines over, what do we say, Craigley?
Oh,
that's
Craigley.
His name.
So we were going to go with
over
C-Dog
his head and then sprinted down the end and pitched it back it to a girl. Dave is about to turn 40.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I'm not even going to perfect pass. I'm never going to make it.
It was a really good defensive play, though. I'm going to give Craig this. Really good defensive play.
It was.
To jump up. He did get a finger on the ball, but he caught it and he was running down that sideline. It was a play to see, and we did rip into Craig after that.
Yes. Life comes at you fast.
However, Craig was being double manned then in the end zone by Ricky Recchio and Mike Thomas. Literally, like, they're both behind him. This is the back line. He jumps up and gets it through their hands and just pulls it down, like, and kind of backs them out. And Mike looks at Ricky and goes, how do you even do that? Like, it was amazing. It
was
an amazing catch.
He was wide receiver 1 at Hamburg. And he had an article, shout out to Craig, he had an article written about him in Hamburg. Dude is fast, dude is agile, dude's got hands like you've never seen. And we're going to, as he comes along this season, QB1 cream over here, he's going to feed him more, and we're going to be competitive.
Does he have long hair?
No.
That's Drew or fake Drew.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so both Jay, really
Jay
skinny.
Your team is very good. You have a lot of athletes.
Nice. Fake Drew
but
has glasses.
Said somebody with long hair.
Drew.
There's a couple.
I think fake,
honestly,
Drew.
Fake Drew has glasses.
I just want to say, Kevin, thank you for pointing all of that out. Now they're going to have to cover Craig, so I was really hoping you wouldn't do that.
For what it's worth, whoever's listening to this doesn't know who he is.
No.
Exactly.
They don't know which one of his Craig. They don't know which one you guys are.
Call him Brad.
Brad. That means 2-4 in Vaspian. Which would be myself. I'm going to get more targets now. Which means great. I get to score more touchdowns.
I'm never throwing you the ball, pal.
There's a couple of celebrations. By the way, do you get penalized for celebrations in this league?
Nope.
Not
at all. I do.
That's good to know. That's
I've done
know.
The worm.
You guys, whoever plays Vaspian next, you're done.
Yeah, when you're up 40 and he scores
when
a touchdown.
When we score our only touchdown of the game, you are done.
I was going to say, we could be down 48 to nothing and I score one. Man, I've got something. I'm going to hide a Sharpie in the sock. I'm going to hide a cell phone in the end zone. Joe Horn-esque.
That'd be amazing.
Where are you going to hide a cell phone?
In a cone.
There's no goal
There's
post.
Cones.
I know. Oh, in a cone, yeah. Okay. Well, should we wrap things up?
Well, we need to.
Yeah.
You want to do your this or that, don't you?
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, this or that, we are going to go around the circle. I'm going to give people a cluster of this or that's at one time. You have to answer the question in less than a second. You don't get to think about your answer.
Good luck, guys.
We're good.
I totally missed all of that.
Okay, this or that. I'm telling you two things. I'll say, like, red or blue, and you have to pick which one you like.
Right away.
And you just have to answer immediately.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we'll do, like, four questions at a time in a circle. We're starting over here.
Oh, Christ.
All right, look out, Lucas.
No, they're pretty easy. Bills or Sabres?
Can I say both?
Nope.
No.
Bills.
You already broke the rule.
Bills.
Gotta answer.
Bills.
Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Backstreet Boys, 100%.
Fuck
yes.
Out of my house.
Yes!
Easy.
Jay!
Come on.
Joe, go home.
I am home.
This is bushy.
Margaritas or daiquiris?
Oh, that's tough, honestly.
Just answer it.
You broke
Marks.
It in a second.
Marks.
What were you drinking before here?
Marks.
Okay. Doggy style or reverse cowgirl?
I'm celibate.
All is that right. Real?
No! Fuck! What?
Doggy side.
Doggy.
Moving along.
Yes.
Okay. Bud Light or Blue Light?
Blue Light.
Spice Girls or TLC?
Oh, Spice Girls. Come on.
Rap or country?
Rap.
Snickers or Babe Ruth?
I was allergic to peanuts when I was a kid, so I'm going to go with Babe Ruth because he's a good baseball player.
Okay, next four. We're moving along. Matty Ice or Joey Bats?
Matty Ice.
Yes. This podcast or the alt one?
This podcast.
This podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Hole in the Wall Bar or Chippewa?
Hole in the Wall Bar.
Nice. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Joe K. Blondes or brunettes?
Blondes.
Jorts or Crocs?
Jorts.
Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook.
Vodka or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Over here. Waterbed or bounce house?
Bounce house.
Funnel or shotgun?
Shotgun.
B's brother or JT?
You don't know either of them.
Just say JT.
JT, my man!
Oh B's
my
brother God. Forever get out of
I have
here.
No idea what was going on
we'll
there.
Get into it later.
Wii or Atari?
Atari.
Okay. Wow. Oh, you don't know these people. I'm going to go this
Dude,
way
Wii
for
Sports.
This one.
I guess
off.
I get this again.
Okay. Bobby or Cole?
Cole.
Minions or Smurfs?
Smurfs.
Fight Club or Moneyball?
Fight Club.
Over here. Ben Affleck or Brad Pitt?
Oh, man. Ben Affleck.
Truly or White Claw?
Oh, White Claw.
Fuck you.
Nation, no laws when you're drinking claws, baby. Let's go.
Topper or Ramir?
Oh, man. Topper because Ramir said we were going to get a thug beat down.
That's true.
We remember this.
Lost
this
by
podcast,
one score.
Buddy.
Okay. McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Okay, moving along. Old Star Wars or new Star Wars?
Old Star Wars.
Jennifer Aniston or Angelina
Jennifer
Jolie?
Aniston.
Yeah, nice.
Didn't even let you get the other one out.
Zach or AC Slater?
Zach.
98 degrees or LFO?
LFO.
Crop tops or short shorts?
Short shorts.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Do we have to ask you questions?
It's a fun game. Like,
yeah.
I
what's
mean,
going on here? Where's
no,
democracy?
I sat,
all right. Go.
Red or blue?
Red.
Bills or Sabres?
Bills.
Vaspian or anything else?
Vaspian.
Yeah.
No further comments.
Oh, all right. We are at our hour mark, so this is where we kind of like, we do a quick MVP, LVP for the week. So we'll just go around. You'll say your MVP, who you think had a really good week, or who's just really
It could be
MVP.
A person, place, or thing.
Yeah, anything, okay. And then we'll do LVPs right after. So, Emily, we'll start with you so they have time to think, because
okay.
Usually...
My MVP is Taylor Pagano for her. Mwahaha, her
we hope everything's okay.
Yes, yes, yes. If you want entertainment, watch Maddie's Angels play. My LVP. I don't know, I guess the slippery fields, because I was like a baby giraffe falling all over the place. And then Joe yeah, K yeah, said ice. It looked like I shit myself when I fell
you
in
did,
the mud.
You had a giant piece of mud on your upper thigh right under the aforementioned short shorts.
So yeah, that was my struggle.
Jenna, are you ready? Can you
no,
do an MVP LMP?
I need to
you can pass.
We're going right to Lucas.
I have this plan. What the hell is this?
He's got it.
Well, getting Luke. Thrown under the bus here.
Well, you're going.
Well, I'll start off with my MVP. And the MVP has got to be the league management. I mean, like we said, coming in.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a hell of a time. thanks for making everything great thus far. And MVP to everybody else. I mean, Kel, come to the bar. Vaspain's looking to make friends.
Yep.
Come drink with us. We're here to have a hell of a time. So, an LVP, Kevin, run better routes, man. You're
got him.
Zing.
Got him.
He's got a point. He's got a point. You know, it's you know, we're gonna take down the chop. I'm gonna go to the turf every day this week. Just to, you know, just keep running. Ladder. You guys got an agility ladder? Anyways, so next I'll do it. MVP. He's got to be the White Claws at the bar. You get a six bucket. I'm telling you right now, it
they
is
have
fantastic.
White
yes, they do. They have the mangoes.
And
yeah,
true,
definitely mangoes.
They have both.
Yeah. MVP also, the Vaspian phone system is fantastic.
Look at you.
Oh my God.
Company man.
So LVP, is that what it is?
Yes, LVP.
Yeah.
LVP, definitely, there's two. Weather and the QB playing bad. not enough targets.
Couldn't they be related?
Forcing the ball to the Hamburg kids.
He can't throw.
I'll tell you what. I said our Hamburg team went 2-7. There's probably a reason. You might be hearing him right now.
Well, you just said. Well, he didn't play, so
that's true.
Thank you. Damn.
We're still gonna take that in stride. We're gonna still take that in stride.
All right, Jenna.
So I'm going to give an MVP to the weather, even though you gave LVP.
That's okay.
Because it's
awkward.
Been no games canceled so far.
Yeah, that's pretty
it's
big.
True.
Usually we have at least
and
one by now.
Yes.
If I remember, I feel like in the spring, no games were canceled either.
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but the first
dry.
Week was living hell.
Yeah.
First week
that's
was, play-
it was
we played in the
cold.
Snow.
It
we played
was
in
cold
the snow.
And windy, I remember, because I went to watch.
I can't do that
but
shit.
That's pretty good. Have no games canceled at all, right?
We have true. One other LVP.
Go on.
Wait, it's not.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa!
Wait your turn.
I thought you were the MVP.
Kindergarten rules.
Wait your turn. I'm gonna give an LVP to my team for not knowing who Zach Attack
is.
I
appreciate that.
Agreed. Step
what
up.
What the heck? I'm not that old, people.
No, you're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Not one person. Not one person on my team knew.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
LVP.
Okay,
to
back
Matt.
To you, boys.
So LVP,
know,
Travis. With
okay.
The Tito's for Travis, because the girls, you know, the whole, you're asking the girls if they're single. What about the guys on Vaspian, right? We got plenty of single guys on Vaspian.
Actually,
whoa.
It's funny you say that.
Uh-oh. Go on.
Whoa.
We are possibly going to have a Toppard Sports League bachelor.
No.
So we have
their eyes got really wide. Kevin just broke up with his girlfriend. He didn't even know it.
Relationships ending. So we had 2 years ago, my BFF Sarah was the bachelorette. And there were 15 eligible bachelors from the Topper Sports League that competed ferociously for her heart. We laughed. We cried. It was incredible. So... There's something to be said there.
We're working on things.
Yeah.
We might have to have a competition for who the bachelor is, by the way.
I know. I feel like a lot of people would want to do
of
it.
Of course. Well, we got to find enough girls to want to do it. That's.
I know.
There's the rub. So, what? Were you going to say something?
Well, Joe, I know you wanted the Amarg because we were grabbing Margs before this.
Yes. Of course I did.
Are you still looking for Amarg?
I never not want Amarg.
Okay, well, we got you Amarg right
oh,
here.
Oh, okay, just got ice.
We got a couple
okay,
more. You guys are thirsty.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
We got a couple more, so.
Yes. Oh, my God.
If everybody's
just
looking
got
for
Amarg. We definitely just got iced on the podcast, and this is probably the best thing
would
I could have
like
happened
Amarg?
In my
life.
Oh, yes,
I'm sorry. So,
because we brought another
I'm not getting on my knee because there's not nearly
you
enough
have
room.
To.
I can't get up if I go on my knee.
So. This is just us.
Oh, Lucas is doing it too.
This is us showing you our worth. Hopefully.
Well, I love you guys. You're my MVPs now.
Yay!
All right.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us on.
Cheers.
No,
cheers.
Thanks for being here. We didn't even do final thoughts yet, but we're still going to do
this.
This
is our final
thoughts.
Let's
go.
Oh, my gosh.
We're still here. Oh, this was terrible radio. But all of us just got on one knee and fucking got iced.
Woo!
Everybody's badass here. This really just made you guys my MVP for real.
Woo!
My MVP before this was going to be Topper because he came back. Didn't look like he was on vacation at all. Beat PG Platoon and just having Topper on the fields is always great.
Topper's a G.
I also had a second MVP for DJ Jimmy, because having him at the fields playing music, it's just a different atmosphere there. It's a lot better than people.
Fantastic.
It's a lot people better than when people just have their music playing. Sorry guys, I'm just chugged an ice. I'm shot now. But
we should do that first.
So it's great.
No, we waited to do that.
It's fine. That was perfect. You guys are badass.
That was wonderful.
I wasn't ready for it. You guys win. That's the first time that happened. But yeah, that's it. In terms of LVP, I can't even think of it right now, so I don't care. Nobody was an LVP.
The Sunshine Committee is getting into your body.
The LVP right now is going to be me, because I won't be there this week. And it's, even though I'm going to Nashville, and apparently we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, yes.
We love
it. It always bothers me that I'm not going to be at the fields for a week.
FOMO, like
it's the
so
worst. I don't know what I'm going to miss out on.
We have a doubleheader, man. It's like, it is the worst, but at the same time, like, our Bills need us. You kidding me?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Especially if Lucas has to play quarterback for him.
Might as well go out there if Matt Barber's out there.
All right, guys. So this is where we have to wrap it up now, because we got
to
get going, unfortunately.
We have
already
to go
an
to
hour.
Fight club.
We are
so
at,
much fun, though.
We are at, I know, it's the best. You'll be back.
Can we do this again?
Yeah, I told you. See? So we're going to do final thoughts. Say whatever you want. Be it about the league, your lives, whatever. Doesn't matter. Final thoughts are yours. Jenna, you're super excited. You get to go first. She's super not ready for that. Emily, go first.
I'm ready. Gentlemen, if you are interested in participating in some type of bachelor experience, come find me and I will write your name down in my notebook.
Okay. I like it. Calling out the bachelors. Ooh. Lucas is ready. He did say he was celibate, though, ladies. Pay attention.
Yes.
Saving him. Mama. That shows marriage. Those are morals.
I don't know what morals are.
I know.
It's fair.
Big sex guy.
Are you ready now for your final thought? Go.
I'm going to give a shout out to my fiance, Jay. Woo!
That was me.
Mama.
Because he is a truck driver.
Yeah.
He's on the road and he looks forward to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's why he couldn't be here.
And he encouraged me to do it.
Right.
He was like, awesome. Go have fun.
Are
you'll
be
glad
fine. You
I'm glad I did it.
Good. Hell yeah. See, we don't bite.
I'm glad I did it.
We do, but you have to ask.
It's consensual.
I love it. Kevin, what's your final thought, my friend?
Final thought is this podcast is the best podcast for Topper Sports.
Ooh. Yeah. We're not paying anybody to say this, folks.
This league, phenomenal. Phenomenal league. We have plenty of hot single guys on our team. Not just girls. We have babes on our team, but we have hot single guys. And, you know, please look out for them. And
I
wish you all the best of luck, because if you come up with us these next upcoming weeks, you're done for. That's it.
That's great. Lucas, wow. Your final thought, my friend.
Well, I don't even work for Vastman, nor am I affiliated, but shameless plug. If you're really looking for phones, Vastman, hell of a company. Honestly, hey, we're looking to rally. We're not going to be here. Half our Vastman team is going to be gone, but let's get ready for this next week Bills game. We're looking to rally.
If you beat us next week, it's
put
a
an
sham.
Asterisk next
sham.
To that.
I probably should have said
but
go Zach.
All we do is Quinn. We really do want an unofficial rematch.
We do.
That would be
why don't we just have an off? They will 100%.
They're fine.
Well, I thought you said before that we couldn't do an official rematch. Is that
well,
true?
Well, no, I said you might have an official rematch.
Oh, based on playoffs.
Based on playoffs,
yeah.
Because
so
you guys keep
all I do
fucking
is
losing.
Quinn, if we can't see you in the playoffs, we want to absolutely dominate you. Off the books.
LOL.
I didn't say that.
Ramir said I can ref that game.
Oh, that's cool. Fair.
I know all the rules.
That's we should have a female ref.
Taylor does.
Taylor does it, yeah.
Oh.
She was a little, she a little iffy.
The
last
one
time.
Who said the ha ha.
Ha ha. That's
yeah.
Just her voice, though.
Okay.
That wasn't even like a joke laugh either. That's just her laugh. Yeah. My final thought is this. Thank you again to all of you for being here. The best part of this league, I've said it a trillion times, is that it's like you said at some point, one point, Kevin, you said it's like a brotherhood, sisterhood, family. We've always preached family. I've said it as my final thought like 100 times over the years because I've done way too many of these podcasts. But being able to take an hour out of my life to get to know the three of you better, like Emily, I already know you, you're pretty cool. But get the new people on the podcast, like you said, it might seem a little scary. It might make you nervous, but just like the Passless Chap said last week, just like you guys have said this week, real easy, a lot of fun, the super best thing it could possibly be. And welcome to the league. We want you guys to stay as long as possible. And get out there, and I tell you guys this too, like, get to know people.
Yeah.
Stay a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah.
Go just walk up to random teams and just say, hi, here's who we are, let's chat. Because guess what? All of you have the personality to be able to do that, because that's why we're here right now.
We
randomly talked, and I love it. I love it too. It's my favorite thing in the world to make more and more friends, get more and more people included and whatever. So other than that, probably on October 26th after all the championships. You guys probably won't have a game, but other people will. You should still show up. You still show up because we're going to have a game.
Long season.
No, there's like 2 weeks left.
Shit.
So, jokes aside, we're going to have. I'm pretty sure we're going to have the Costume Bowl on the 26th after all the games are played. We've done it before. I'll explain it again. Basically, you got to show up in a Halloween costume. Teams will be decided, and we're just going to play a game of football where alcohol may or may not be prominently involved. It'll be a ton of fun. I would love you guys to be there because you're here, you're on the podcast, you're new people, you're family, and that's just the way it is. Yay. So
we appreciate you having us on, man.
I appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for taking the time. It's been the best, and I look forward to having you on again when you're talking about your championships.
It's in a couple of weeks. On or off the field. Yeah,
you guys take care. Thank you, everybody who listened, and I love you all. Goodbye.
Go Bills.